Hi, this is Stephanie with customer service. How may I help you?
Hi, what company is this? What company am I calling?
We service multiple different products, so I'd have to be able to pull your account, see.
All right, what do you
ordered?
Need to pull my account? I don't know what I ordered. But I'm calling because there's a charge on my bank account, on my credit card, that for something that I don't recognize and I don't think I made. And if you're like an answering system or something, I need to speak to a supervisor. The other problem I have here is that when I call, usually it tells me, after telling me that, we treasure your call and all of that stuff. And then that happens about 12 times. It's the first time in almost a month that I'm able to get to someone. Except that someone named Joe called me from a number that I don't recognize. And my phone won't even ring if a call comes in that's not in my system. And I have all of my account customer service numbers in my system. So consequently, I didn't know who Joe was. And anyway, so I'm calling back now. What can help you to find this?
Is
order?
Your last name Heads?
Yes, Heads, plural.
Yes. All right.
That's
Could
my
you just
name.
Verify mm-hmm. your address for me, please, ma'am?
My address is 4850 Shad, SHAD Drive, Sebring, Florida, 33870. And
is your P.O. box? Is it the P.O. box 90032?
032, yeah.
All right, perfect. So I do see that the charges you're talking about. So I do see back on, is that March?
March? Okay. What do you see in March?
On the 27th, there was a fitness tracker that you picked out to get, and it was only $5.95. You only had to pay shipping and handling for that. And they gave you the warranty for it, which was $3.95. And then
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And then what happened was, so it did state down in the terms and conditions when you went to pick out the fitness tracker that there's a membership fee for our Factory Direct Store Club. And what that is a online store with different gadgets at a discounted price. And it is a monthly reoccurring charge. I can go ahead and get you canceled for that.
Yeah. What was this monthly recurring charge?
I see it first was, the first approval of it was on June 1st.
June 1st. So between the time I ordered in March, the this thing kicked in on June?
No, I mean, May 5th. May. It was May. I was trying to do my math.
Well, May.
Yes,
okay. And how much is that? How much was
$76.68. And what that is,
it doesn't matter what that is. I would have never, ever signed up for one of those things. And I want a refund of my money. Have I ordered anything from you since then?
No, ma'am. It's just a fitness tracker.
Yeah, okay.
And were you asking about the
I'm saying that if you've been charging me $75 a month, we're going to have a problem, okay? No, I don't. What's $35 now? What are you talking about?
There's a $39 charge.
For what?
It was also a Hero. It was a fitness app that was also in there.
No, you need to cancel this. I want my money back.
Just bear with me one moment, ma'am. I get you canceled.
I don't mind the $5 for the whatever the heck that was. And I don't mind, what did I get with? What was this with it?
Fitness tracker.
Fitness tracker. And what is that? What does that mean? What kind of thing is that?
Bear with me one moment so I can find that product.
Sure.
It's like a little smartwatch.
Yeah, I have a very expensive, good fitness tracker. But if I ordered something for $5, I don't care. Now, what's this $35?
That was also part of the fitness tracker package. It was one of the it was a fitness app, and they billed you. Uh-huh. They gave you 1 month or 1 week free, then they billed you for the full price of it for the full month.
Which was $35.
It was $39.95.
$39.95. Okay. And then on top of that, you charged me $75 a month?
Yes, it was $76.68 okay, for that membership fee.
Well, okay. You can, I don't even know where this app is, have never been on it, never used it, but if that came with what I ordered for $5, I'm going to let that go, but I am not letting go this $75 a month. I would have never in my life. And I have never heard from this company. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I want my $75 a month since whenever the heck it was, May, returned to me.
Yes, ma'am. Just bear with me one moment. I'm going to get you canceled mm-hmm. in, and I'm going to have to probably transfer you over to Escalations because I'm not allowed to touch any
charge. That's okay.
But I'm just going to double check that, okay?
Thank you. Do you have my phone number?
Yeah.
And the reason I'm asking because I don't want to get disconnected and go through this whole thing all over again.
Oh yes, ma'am. No, I understand. The phone number I have here is 863-443-0328.
Right. That's right. And if you'd have to call me back, what is your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. And would you be calling me back from the same number this Joe person called me? Because that's the only number I had to call back to find out what he was talking about, because all he said is, this is a call. I'm trying to answer a call from customer support. Never said what.
Yes, ma'am. This is the number you would use.
Okay. So I want to make sure so I know to pick it up. And I put it on my phone so the phone rings. Okay, because I'm sure you yourself are getting thousands of calls now for car warranties and mortgages.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And every other God bless the thing. So I don't have time to pick up 40 phone calls a day. So if I would be expecting Stephanie a call back if we get disconnected.
Yes, ma'am, I'll call you right back as immediately as I can.
And in the meantime, I will hang on for you.
All right, okay? Just bear with me. I'm going to speak with my supervisor, okay?
I will. Thank you. All right. And when you finish, are you leaving now?
Yeah.
Okay. When you finish your breakfast, hold on a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So what I can do for you on this,
mm-hmm.
this you said the $76.86. What I can do on that is I can offer 50% back on it because it is a valid charge.
Okay. What are we talking about specifically here? I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. Well, it was the membership.
Okay. And how many months has this been? This started in May?
Yes, ma'am.
And when was the last? So it's been going for 6 months. Is that what you're telling me?
Let me see here. I got 1, 2. Yes, ma'am, you're correct. But the other two from your bank declined, the one from October.
Yes.
And
that's correct. That's when I made the complaint.
Yes, and I believe.
And they asked me September. To try to get in touch with you, which I have been trying to do. So the bank canceled it for October and when?
I have October 11th. And one on October 10th, which I guess they were trying to go, it was, the system was trying to get it through and it didn't go through because it declined. So it's been declined for October. And that's the only one I'm seeing was declined from your bank account.
So November,
they took it out. I don't see one in November because it's been declined.
Right.
The only ones that went through were, the first one was in June on the 1st.
Okay, June, July, August, September.
And they did July and then August.
And then August. What about September?
In September.
And September?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Okay, so that's 4 months?
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
So that's, you're going to give me back $150, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and get 50% back to you on each of those.
Okay, and cancel the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am. And did I give you a cancellation number yet?
No. Hang on 1 minute. Wait 1 second.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, I was talking to...
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. He's waiting for me. Just 1 moment. Let me get to a place where I can... okay. And... Let's see.
Just let me know when you're ready for it, okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, confirmation for a cancellation. And which company, what company did I buy this from? Do you have a record of that?
Yes. Bear with me 1 moment. Let me go back down to the bottom.
Thank you.
Strongmark Fit Tracker.
That's the name of the company?
Yes, ma'am. That's what's on the front page.
Strongmark Fit Tracker?
Yes, ma'am.
I honestly don't recall this. And I don't think I have another Fit Tracker, but it could have been something in the mail that I thought was just a kind of advertising thing and I threw out.
Yes, ma'am. Just, are you ready for that cancellation number?
I'm just about ready.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep track of the name of this company. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It'll be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
679.
Mm-hmm.
315.
Mm-hmm.
634.
Okay, so I have C as in Charlie, 679-315-634, and a refund for, what does that come to? Is there tax on that and stuff?
Bear with me. Let me do the math in my calculator here. So that was... was the original charge 76? Bear with me, I'm just punching into my calculator here.
Sure.
One.
Okay, so here that 580 charge down.
to be $153.36 total that will be refunded back to you. Did you get that, ma'am? Miss Heads, are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Are you there? Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Yes, I'm here. I don't know what happened.
I don't either. Do you? Did you hear me? I can go ahead and repeat myself for you.
I heard it was $153, I think, in 6 cents or something like that.
36 cents. That,
36 cents. Okay, that's when the phone started to go haywire. Anyway, which happens out here in the country.
I understand.
As a matter of fact, I'm walking back and forth during this whole conversation because if I stop, the phone will go off.
I understand that one.
Yeah. So... what was I saying? Oh, yeah. It's. What about the app? Am I paying an additional monthly charge for that app?
Bear with me one moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that part of the, what is that what the 70-something dollars is? Because I don't have any app on my phone for any kind of fitness, anything.
So I can also refund you 50% of those back too because it did come out of your account.
What was the charge for that?
$39.95.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's do that too.
All right. $39.95, 50%. That'll be, and I'll get you that total here real quick. So that'll be $79.92 coming back to you.
Okay, let me just write this, put this in here. Okay, so I'm going to get back $150.36. And what was the other thing? I'm sorry, what was the cost of the fitness, whatever this
app? The original price of it is $39.95, mm-hmm. but I'm refunding you 50% of it back. So in total for the 4 months is $79.92.
Okay, and that was just that also was declined. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. It was declined for
the remainder of the month, past whatever September.
Yeah, those are for the 4 months that they took it out. So all the other ones have been declined from September.
Okay.
Not yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
When you called in.
Right. And do you have the last four digits of this of the card that was used?
Yes, 7997.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to call the bank and tell them that I did talk to you and I finally got in touch with somebody and that they have canceled it and are refunding half of this, so I will close the case. Here's the problem. They sent me a new card.
Mm-hmm.
But if you refund that to 7997, it should be okay. If it's not, Stephanie, I will call back, okay?
They should credit it to your new card.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's why they sent me a new card, because I couldn't figure out who this was. Or who to call or whatever for I can't tell you how long. And so they did stop it, but they didn't want to file a file it with the credit card company, with the whatever that organization is called that takes care of fraud. So they said, try to get in touch with them first before we file something like that, because that's serious. And so I've been trying and trying, and I finally got this pull back from somebody named Joe, thank God, with a phone number, and I had somebody to talk to because I couldn't get through. Your system, it keeps saying strange things that I've never heard before, and I've been around for a long time, Stephanie. And you might want to say this to your supervisor if you guys have meetings about people that are making complaints. It's a very long time before you get somebody, and I have never gotten anybody, and that's been months since they started declining this card, this charge for me. I haven't been able to get through to anybody. And this fella, because they gave me a number to call, and I've been calling and calling it, and you sit on that phone, I'm telling you, and when I'm working, it doesn't matter to me, I just put the phone on speaker, and I can sit there for hours and hours.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
Of course, by the time I get home, I'm ready to make other phone calls and on my personal phone, and I hang up. But then they tell you to call back tomorrow, and tomorrow's the same thing. And sometimes it goes to the point where they say that they can't take the call. Can you call back another day? Which is crazy. And nobody ever mentions who you're calling, which is a little difficult to handle, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I'll definitely put that in.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And thanks for your help. And I have the confirmation. Do I need a different confirmation for the second refund?
No, ma'am. You should be fine.
Okay. Let me
and
just.
Did I say it should hit your bank account or be credited back to you in 3 to 5 business days?
Okay. Okay. So it's 150.36 plus 79.92. Okay. Going to 7997. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. And I hope you have a great day.
I hope you do too, and have a nice holiday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.